Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yay! But yeah. I don't even got to know the words. This is it. Oh, I was just a Bad Bunny all day yesterday because I was trying to figure out. I know some of his hits. This right here is the top one. Mia, Mia, da-da. How could you?
This song slap. Like, how could you not like this?
This thing be slapping right here, dude, man.
Bad Bunny. Get used to it.
Yeah, man.
Get used to it. Bad Bunny,
yeah,
the
Mia.
The headliner of the upcoming Super Bowl. How many people do you think saw that announcement and said to themselves, who?
A lot. Yeah.
Now, there's also a lot of other people that were like, hell yeah, I love that guy. He's incredibly popular.
This dude performance, dog. Hey, because I know my drunk ass going to be at halftime boogieing to it. Why are you pointing at me, Dylan?
Because this is a collab with Drake. So Dylan
had
to
come all the way in here. I never said I don't like Drake.
I did. Andy said I like Drake.
I said that Drake got his ass whooped, and we all saw it.
Yeah, I agree with
and
that
now
too.
Guys like Dylan are trying to make excuses.
I never really liked Drake, and then I really enjoyed the Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah. I like Drake, but I mean, yeah, we all saw him get his ass kicked, and then as light-skinned sensitive, he starts suing. That's all I said. But I like it.
I didn't say any of that. I just said from the very beginning,
I
was like,
fed up, fed up. But yeah.
Does it surprise you at all if Drake shows up during the Super Bowl halftime show?
Oh, he won't be there.
That'd be pretty good
think?
Get back.
If I'm him,
that'd be pretty good, though.
Get back on what?
Because remember, Kendrick, you buried him 6 feet under at halftime last
back
year.
That ass kicking that Kendrick gave him.
It'd be more like a make-right.
There's
make
no
right
song that this man can make. This man going after basketball players who can't rap.
I know, but the only way to try to get a little back is to next year be on the Super Bowl halftime.
You can't get no get back from that ass. You can move on.
But you can't just quit. You got to keep fighting.
You got to – Jay-Z took the ultimate L.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they kept fighting and became a billionaire.
He kept fighting, but he left Nas ass alone.
That way they became friends. He partnered up with him.
Yeah, left Nas alone. just go on somewhere, Dylan. Go on. You're about bad as my damn son with all that. I'm like, boy, let me tell you something. You can't kick an ass.
That's true. Yeah. But you can kick the person's ass back, though.
You can't unkick it.
There's boxers that have gotten beat and then come back and win the next one.
This ain't boxing. This word sparring. But this man going out the box. So this is what he need to do. He going out the hoopers, right? Going out the DeMar and Bron and them. Then I think that what they should do is they should play one-on-one then.
Right.
Because I'm not going to out-rap you. I can't out-rap you.
But we can be first to 11.
We can be first to 11.
By
exactly
ones.
And I give you 10.
Make it, take it. And yeah, you can have the ball.
And you can have the ball. But I didn't know who Bad – I know who Bad Bunny is. But then I was like, okay. And then I went down the wormhole. I was like, let me see what. And he was, I was like, I know this damn song. Yeah. But I take at the theater. Don't know nothing the word.
Yeah.
But I know that hookish.
I was similar.
What, Dylan?
I had heard the music. I didn't know it was him. I
liked
the music. And then there's a bunch of other stuff about him that I like too. Like every time I see Bad Bunny, he just looks like he's having the best
time.
Dude,
his concert, that's all I know. I saw the concert where like a house. The house is the stage.
Yeah.
Man, that damn thing was rocking.
It's going to be great.
Oh, boy.
It's going to be theatric. It's going to be fun. And it's like 20 minutes long, so take it easy.
But yeah,
and he'll probably have some guest stars with him.
He will have three or four.
Have some other performers
and
with him.
A little known fact about Bad Bunny, he speaks English.
Yes.
So, don't let it surprise you if he sings something in English.
People
don't care about that.
People don't care about that, man.
People don't care about that, Bo.
they heard that Puerto Rico was a foreign country.
If you thought people were mad about Kendrick,
I'm like, hold on, what?
This is the only thing that could make people more mad.
Hate to break that to you, but
Bad Bunny.
Yeah, I was like,
he's as American as you are.
I'm like, that was killing me. I was like, okay.
Just right. Another reason I like it. Just another reason to like him. I love it. I love it. Maybe they'll boycott the NFL again like last time. Bunch of crybabies.
Oh, my
all right.
God.
All right. Sorry.
That might be the funniest
thing
I heard.
Let's not go too far.
The funniest thing I heard yesterday.
Yeah, me too. It brought such a big smile to my face, man. All right. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. All right, let's get to an NFL no huddle. All right, so that's the Super Bowl. We don't know who's going to be playing in it yet, but we know Bad Bunny's going to be there. Probably these guys won't be there. Pretty safe to say these guys won't, but Justin Fields had a hell of a highlight last night.
Under center, Fields. Bootleg out to the right. He wants to throw. He's going to reverse field and run left and get a block. Left sideline, 40. He's at the Dolphin, 30. Cuts it back inside of the 20. At the 10. Weaves to the 5. Into the end zone. That's a jet touchdown. A busted play on 4th and 1 becomes a weaving Justin Fields touchdown run.
What a hell of a play.
I mean,
what a hell of a play. What a throw and catch by him and Garrett.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's a great
that's
I know.
That's Justin Fields.
I know.
Like,
he can do stuff can that do almost stuff. Nobody else can do.
Yeah, but then it gets back. Like, well, he ain't been playing bad this year at all.
Bad.
He ain't playing bad at all this year.
It's not entirely his fault that they're 0-4.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's not entirely, but it's not even really his fault that they're 0-4.
Right.
I know it's crazy. Like, I don't know that there's been very many players, maybe none, that I've seen play as much as I've seen Justin Fields play, and I still don't know.
Yep. Yep.
Right?
You know he's talented as hell.
I know that. I know
but
that.
That's all you know. You're like, can you be consistent enough that we can look at you as like, we can win with this guy, we can win a championship with this guy as our quarterback.
And these guys obviously can't, and again, that's not his fault. Like, the roster is what it is, but maybe we'll know by the end of the year. I mean, we know they're not going to win a championship with him, clearly.
Are they going to win a game?
Win a game. Well, the other thing, too, is if that comes into play, then they don't want to win games. And then they'll draft a quarterback.
Right.
And they'll go in that direction.
That's what I'm saying. Is he good enough for you not to draft a quarterback?
Right. I don't know.
Yeah, that's
sort of the new frontier. It's not can we win a championship with him. It's can he impressive enough and win enough games for them not to take a quarterback. I really, honestly, again, my answer is I don't know. Here's Zach Taylor. He needs a quarterback because his guy got hurt. Now he's got Jake Browning talking about his defense.
I thought our defense really second half held him scoreless until really the last drive of the game. And they did what they could and held him 21 points, a good team on the road. And offensively, we're just not creating enough momentum to put points on the board, put pressure on the other team, get our defense a rest.
Well, I mean, your quarterback situation is as bad as it gets.
Bad as it gets.
As bad as it gets right now because you thought you could catch magic. And that's usually what happens. First of all, you don't ever want to lose a starter. But when you have a backup and he has some success, you automatically think, well, he has success before.
And they paid him. And, I mean, he's got a couple. They signed him to a couple of years off,
so
that, off that little stint.
Yeah, so you view it from that standpoint. It just ain't happening right now. And, you know, Zach Taylor's coaching for his job. And it's just a shame because they were able to they were able to kind of break a trend. Talking about the organization,
they got off to a good start.
And they first of all, but then they had a horrible offseason that ended with a point where hell, look, they will pay people,
right?
You know
right,
what
right.
I mean?
Oh, yeah, that
you know, and
the
then
off
they,
the off
then,
the field.
Yeah,
stuff.
Then their whole thing was we got to start fast.
Yeah,
we're going to play in the preseason. All these things started out fast.
Yeah,
and then like I don't want to say like clockwork, but damn it, it seems like it. Joe Burrow gets hurt.
Yeah, he does,
and it ain't no.
He gets hurt
like,
a lot.
When Joe gets hurt.
Right.
Joe be gone. It don't be no hamstring or nothing like that. Joe be gone.
Yeah, you'll see him next year.
Yeah.
Kind of stuff. Unfortunately. Also another major injury from last night. Tyreek Hill. If you haven't seen it, don't. I was watching the other game and then I saw people tweeting about it and they were like, dang, ESPN, stop showing it. I didn't see it. And I don't want to see it. If you haven't seen it, don't look at it. But he's gonna be out for the remainder of the year. Dislocated his knee, tore his ACL, other ligaments as well.
Man. It's gonna be it was a catastrophe what happened. And you know, he's on the wrong side of 30. We know how big of a speed merchant he is. This is going to be his last year in Miami anyways.
Yeah.
And, like, he went back for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, he went back for a while.
Right.
Yeah.
Speaking of injuries, here's John Harbaugh talking about Lamar Jackson.
There was no way he was going to go back in the game. That would, the injury precluded it, you know. During the game, you know, you really just, you're playing the next series as a coach, but there was no way he could go back in the game. I know Lamar, if he could have gone in the game, he would have been in the game. That's how he is.
All right. Well, that doesn't tell us much about the future.
I'm pretty sure they'll say something tomorrow.
Okay.
But it was like, yeah, it's unfortunate, man. They are banged up. I saw Roquan's going to be out for a couple
weeks. Marlon Humphrey's out. You mentioned this yesterday. Matabuki's out for the season.
Yeah, man. They got some issues on that defense. They were already playing good. But when you lose Matabuka, he is an elite player on your interior. But, yeah, it's going to be rough. Especially if Lamar misses games.
Right. That I know that the defense has been bad. They've given up more points than anybody in the first. I will say they played the Bills, the Lions, the Chiefs. Yeah. You know what I mean?
But now they got Houston, I think Rams bye.
Ooh.
Yeah, I think Houston Rams bye.
Well, Houston feel pretty good about that probably.
Yeah.
Rams are playing good, man.
The Rams are a good damn football
team. Just throw it to Puka every play.
13 damn catches. Unbelievable. I saw that John Lynch came out and said that Purdy and Pearsall are questionable for Thursday night's game.
Pearsall had a hell of a catch.
Yes.
That guy's excellent at one-handed catches.
He's good.
Remember that catch he made at Florida?
Yeah, he can grab it. He can go get it, man. But, yeah, so we'll see how that goes. Who they play Thursday?
Here's the Ravens' upcoming games. By the way, you're close. Texans, Rams, Bear. Oh no, you're right. Yeah, Texans, Rams, bye. Bears, Dolphins, Vikings, Browns.
Ooh.
So it gets easier.
It gets easier.
It gets easier after the bye, but Rams are tough.
Man, our Brown Grass Classic, Charity Classic is back. We want you to get your Thanksgiving week started with some golf and a great cause. Sports Radio 99 Games, third annual Brown Grass Charity Classic. Golf Classic presented by Finley Roofing is coming Monday, November 24th at Eagle Watch Golf Club in Woodstock. Now, here's your chance to sign up. Go to 929thegame.com and click the event link. But do it now because foursomes are going quickly. You think we get to play this one this year?
I think we'll broadcast from it, and then I'll play five holes when we get off the air.
All right, there we go. That's
what I was doing the math. I know I get to play five holes on November 24th.
Yeah, man. But
it's probably the next time I get to play.
Lot of fun, guys. It's our third annual Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic, and it's benefiting Pets for Vets.
It's a really fun event.
It's real fun.
Yeah, they do a great job. All right, we'll grab a break. We'll come back and get back into some college football. Mike Conti with some interesting.
Why don't they invite me to play? They let you play five holes. Why can't I play five?
I think they do.
No. I would say, Andy, you want to play?
Oh, you want?
I got to check my calendar.
It's November 24th.
No, I'm talking about my calendar. What I have to do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's why they don't ask you.
Yeah.
Because every time they ask you, you say stuff like that. We'll talk college football coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I like this song too. He's batting 1,000 with me, Randy. She'll be there, right? She'll be at the halftime show, wouldn't you think?
I don't know.
You'd have to think. I would think. Well, she's going to be very pregnant at the time. She could perform while pregnant.
I don't understand. I mean, Rihanna did.
Rihanna did it.
Yeah, Rihanna did.
That's how she let the world know.
Yeah. Damn. So, she's had another baby.
Who?
Rihanna.
Good for
him. With the ASAP Rocky?
Good for him.
ASAP Rocky.
ASAP indeed.
Yeah, man. What I said. With my favorite Denzel line. I'm going to leave you with something. Oh, I'm leaving him with
something. Every time she has one, he has another one as soon as possible.
Yeah, no.
I'm pretty sure that's what the name says.
I'm going to leave here with something.
Yeah, good for them, man. I just wish them all the best. Yeah. You know?
I'll tell you the funniest thing is, because I don't do all the streamers and everything, but I kind of know who they are because my sons, they watch them and stuff. And I'm looking at this daggone the cowboy.
Mm-hmm.
And he got Kevin Hart and Drewski with him on this damn sleepover. These dudes are wild as hell. Y'all are too grown to be in this. I don't even know. How old is that cowboy?
I don't know.
Yeah. But the cowboy got, he got Kevin Hart and he got Drewski.
Having a sleepover?
Having a sleepover.
Well, that doesn't sound.
And it is funny as hell.
Oh, okay.
Dude, I'm like, these are some funny ass. I mean, just like, just let them, they leave the camera on and they just do them the whole day.
Huh.
It's been, I mean, I don't watch the clips, but one of the funniest things ever. Do you think that we would ever, I mean, they had to pay us to do it, but like we had a 24-hour stream. Of just
like a sleepover?
Let's not call it that. Like a hangout over.
Yeah, hangout. We're just chilling.
Yeah, hangout over.
Andy and Randy. Chilling.
Andy and Randy hangout over for 24 hours, live stream all day.
Sure. I mean, I guess so, but like, I don't know. What did they do? Like, what are they up to?
They're having a fun. I don't know. Whatever they're doing, they're having fun.
Okay.
They prank calling people. Kevin Hart is clowning. Kevin Hart's clowning Drewski. I guess it was one clip with some dude with some stank breath breathes in Kevin Hart's face, and Kevin's face like, I wouldn't hate you to go to the bathroom and gargle all the mouthwash.
Okay.
Like, it's pretty damn funny.
All right. Yeah, sign me up.
I think we can do that.
We'll go ahead and do that.
I think we'll do it. We got to do it like outside. Got to be warm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Summertime. Your backyard.
Yeah. For 24 hours.
God, well, I hope we just didn't write a check that we don't intend on cashing.
Oh, no. There's a check written to
us. There's a check involved.
There's a check written to us.
Yeah. We did a thing when I worked in Portland where we stayed in the Moda Center for 24 hours leading up to the Blazers season starting.
Uh-huh.
And it was sponsored by that same mattress company that I was endorsing. So they furnished us with all kinds of cool stuff, and we just hung out. It was so boring. We didn't do anything because we didn't live stream it. We just sat there.
Y'all just sat in the arena.
Yeah, we were in the arena. Like, the whole thing was we were just going to be in there. And then we did our show for 3 hours. And then we had 21 hours to be in the arena.
And not do nothing.
I mean, no. I mean, I had my computer. Uh-huh. I slept for a while. Got up. There was some food because they brought food to us. We were allowed to play basketball, but I mean, how long can you play basketball?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? I don't know. It sounded like a great idea. It
when
ended up being.
When y'all agreed to it.
Yeah. I was like, oh, sure. That's a cool idea. Cool promotion. And then we did it. And it was like, like noon the first day. We got off the air at 9. So now I was like, let me take a nap. I'll take a nap.
Right.
It's great. I usually take a nap after my morning show. You take a little nap, get up. And it's like, all right, I want to go home now.
Right.
But I got to be here for another 16 hours. All right.
And then you got to do the show again there.
We did two shows there. Yeah. Two shows. One morning, stayed for the whole day, and then did one the next day. And then the season started. There's like a first preseason game that night or something. Yeah. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't sound like it.
Yeah. So that kind of, yeah. That's the taste in my mouth when you bring up a 24-hour hangout is all I'm saying.
Okay.
But all I'll right. do it if you want. No. Your backyard's cool.
I mean.
We can drink probably.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Well, I mean, 24 hours of that.
My co-host in Portland wasn't as fun as you.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll leave
it. We won't go to sleep.
All right. Let's get to a college football corner. All right. Still reacting to what was a huge weekend over the last handful of days. Obviously, Friday started off crazy with Florida State, and then Saturday was action all day long. Here's James Franklin talking about his record in big games.
I kind of look at the entire picture. I get that narrative, and it's really not a narrative. It's factual. It's the facts. I get it. But I try to look at the entire picture and what we've been able to do here. But at the end of the day, we got to find a way to win those games. And I take ownership, and I take responsibility.
Yeah, I mean, that's the truth. That's the right thing to say.
Yeah, you're the leader of the program.
And I know that Penn State people don't want to hear this, but just from my perspective, Penn State feels closer to winning those games, making it to a national championship. I don't know if winning and maybe, but you got to win one of those games before you win a national championship. But, like, they feel closer to it than they were before.
I agree with that. I agree with that. And I think because, and I said it earlier, because – it is only 12. It is 12 teams. You can still find a way to get in the dance and find a way to make some noise. Right matchup, right day.
Yep.
The ball goes your way. The linebacker drops
exactly.
It. Like they're exactly. In that. They're in my opinion. Penn State is there, and so yeah. I mean, it sucks to lose a big game. It does. It sucks when you lose a big game. But if you're thinking that that it's over because of that loss in today's climate of college football. It's just not. It's just not. They can't lose anymore, or they can't have a slip up. You can't let Oregon beat you twice. You know, you still got to go out there and take care of your business. They still got to go. I think they got
two more great opportunities.
They got Indiana, right?
Back-to-back weeks. They go to Ohio State.
Okay.
And then they play Indiana their next game. Ooh, I don't know if there's a bye between there or not. But that's back-to-back. They got UCLA to cleanse the palate this weekend.
Okay.
And then they got Northwestern. Now, at Iowa is no fun, as Indiana found out last weekend. And they'll probably beat them, but again, sign up because that game's going to suck. But then you got Ohio State, you got Indiana, and then Michigan State, Nebraska, Rutgers to close it out.
Mm-hmm.
I would be surprised if they don't get through the end of the season with two or less losses.
Yeah.
They just have to win one of those two games between Ohio State and Indiana.
The biggest
and not
thing about that
otherwise.
Whole thing is it's going to be a lot of 10-2 teams, man.
There are.
It's going to be a lot of them, man. And so that's going to be the thing. Well, it'll be more 10-2s and less undefeated guys or one loss team. So, I mean, but yeah, I think Penn State is just still just as much as they are in it before Saturday. That's just my opinion.
Yeah. No, again, there's been a lot of games this year where I came out of it enjoying the whole game, obviously. My enjoyment factor has not been impacted by the fact that you can come out of a game and feel like a team's national championship hopes are not diminished,
right,
as everyone said was going to happen to us as college football fans. It hadn't happened to me. I've still enjoyed all these games.
Yes.
Now, it's true that Georgia lost to Alabama and their national championship hopes are almost exactly the same as they were before that game. But I've come out of a lot of games this year where the team lost and felt probably better about them than I did going in because I didn't know very much.
You didn't know very much about them, but
Tennessee, Penn State,
because you've seen the resilience of them, how they bounce back and things like that. Like I think Mississippi State played a hell of a game.
Yep.
You know, and Tennessee found a way to win that football game. You got to find ways to win those games against. I mean, to go to Starkville and win the game the way they did, as much as good and as tough as Mississippi State, show me a lot about Tennessee.
Yeah.
Show me a whole lot.
And a lot about Mississippi State.
Yes, that they're pretty damn good. That they're going to come and fight every damn weekend. The Ole Miss LSU game, it taught me more about LSU's flaws.
Yeah.
Taught me a lot more about their flaws. Now, I think Lane Kiffin got a stick, though, down there at Ole Miss.
Now, I know all of the emphasis is always on the offense, and I get it, but he's had really good defenses down there for a couple years now. And
he's a damn good coach, man.
He's a really good coach. He still does all the silly Lane Kiffin stuff, but whatever. That's him. He's being himself.
Right.
Like, it's like last week, I don't know. Did you see this? Like, his daughter was dating the linebacker from LSU. Mm-hmm. And that's, I mean, and like the documentary comes out. She's doing all that stuff on social media. He's tweeting about it. They're asking him about it. Like, the Lane Kiffin circus still exists.
Yeah.
But
He's older he's coaching now. Better. He's older now. He's coaching better.
Yeah,
because I like it when you.
He just seems like he's doing it from a place of like genuine enjoyment, as opposed to being a kind of a jerk.
Yes, exactly. Because before he was a spoiled brat that got his way in everything, was this wonder boy who got all these jobs that he did not deserve or earn, and then he left them all worse than when he got there.
Yeah, that's true.
He left them all worse when he got before he got there. I mean, you can honestly say that about his 10-year early years as a coach.
Tennessee and USC for sure.
And And so then Oakland, and I just
in Oakland, I forgot about that.
I really think Al. That's crazy. I think Al just hired him just for whatever reason. Man.
It was 20 years ago.
Yeah,
this guy was a head coach in the NFL 20 years ago. He's still young.
Yes,
like
crazy. Isn't it crazy?
That's the one that really rubbed people the wrong way too, because it's like, are you kidding me?
Yep.
Like. Head coach in the NFL, you know how hard that is?
And I look at all these young damn coaches now.
Right now, they're doing it. And everyone's like, oh, well, he knows Sean McVay, so it's no big deal.
Yeah.
Sean McVay's still somehow not 40. But yeah, no, I you look at all these teams and these great games that have been played, the enjoyment level of watching the game is still there. And then again, like, I don't know, there's a part of it that, to me, is cool that a team has the opportunity now through the course of 3-4 months to improve, lose a game in September, get better, and then still have an opportunity to make the playoff and win the national championship.
Yeah. You still have it. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's not even – well, tomorrow will be October. But still, I mean, you're just finishing up September, man. And imagine – I mean, and think about all the great games we've had this month alone.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just going to get better. It's going to get harder.
More teams feel like they have a chance than ever have had before. More teams do have a chance than ever have had before.
Yeah, what do a lot of coaches talk about? The attrition, man. Who stays the healthiest? Who has that – has there been a big, like – personnel loss on one of these teams, meaning his quarterback.
You would have thought. You would have thought it was Ole Miss's quarterback.
But that's what I'm saying.
And then Trinidad Shambliss comes in, and he's the story
exactly.
of the year.
That's what I'm saying. So, I mean, that big. Like,
sorry, Bo.
That big. Yeah.
Still, it's a couple days. Are we allowed to ask Brian Kelly about the run game yet, or still that's.
I'll ask him, by all means. Yeah,
okay,
sure.
Wow. We just got real mad last time.
We just won a game, and you want to talk about. Oh, God. Hey, join 92.9 The Game for after each Falcons game for the Falcons Flyover. I know the Falcons Flyover was jumping this weekend. It's your first chance to call and react to every Falcons game brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons. That's Falcons Flyover, immediately following every Falcons game.
Mateer, too. Mateer's out for a month.
Okay, there we go. There
and
it is.
They're fifth ranked
and
right now.
They were playing so good.
Yeah, they were.
Now they talked. Then they were. I don't know. They were talking. They were talking about the guy who is the back who's going to play for him. They said as long as he's running.
Really? That's great.
Yeah, they said as long as he's running.
All right.
Yeah.
There you go. The kid that came in for Texas Tech a couple weeks ago as backup was fantastic, and I think Baron Morton's going to start again this weekend. But leash is a little shorter now.
Either Bobby, they said that Bobby Petrino, he was already angling. See, he had he kind of knew.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, kind of knew that, yeah.
Yeah, man. Don't ever let anybody tell you anything's impossible. Bobby Petrino's the head coach at Arkansas again. Crazy. We'll get to the back page with Bo coming up next. Sports Radio 92.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The game. There you go. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy. Noon hour. Bad Bunny hour today. Nothing wrong with that. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Get to the back page with Bo in just a couple of minutes. Back into the big story of the day at 1 o'clock. Let you hear a little bit more from Raheem Morris as he met with the media yesterday. Brandon Adams is going to join us at 1:20. We will talk Georgia football with him in the aftermath of the loss to Alabama on Saturday night, looking ahead to this weekend against Kentucky as well. And an hour away from the AMA, where we will open the phone lines, invite you to call, and encourage you to ask anything you want.
Doug, I did not know that Todd Grantham was still coaching.
He pops up every now and then.
Yeah, he pops up every now and then.
I'll be honest, a lot of times.
When I saw that, I was like, hold on. He's there now?
A lot of times when I hear that he's there is when I hear that he's not there anymore.
Right.
Like this, for instance.
Yeah.
Like, Oklahoma State parts ways with defensive coordinator Todd Grantham.
Yeah, every time I look at man, Grantham, they get jobs.
Yeah, it's tough to keep your defensive coordinator job after you give up 69 points in a game.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're both Power 4 teams.
They are.
Technically.
They are.
In slightly different power conferences, but it's all right.
Them and we saw about Virginia Tech. They fired their coach. I saw this morning that the board approved a $229 million four-year deal as far as infusion for the athletic program at Virginia Tech. Yeah,
if you want to dig your way out of this hole, that's how you
and
do
they,
it.
And I saw I'm assuming it was the president of Arkansas doing his presser after the Sam Pittman, and they asked him straight up, and he's like, no. We did not – basically, Sam Pittman didn't have the resources that he needed to compete in the SEC. You got to have bread.
Yeah, you do.
You got to have bread.
Flat out.
Yeah, you got to have bread.
Flat out.
Yeah, and
you cannot compete.
My thing is
without
then,
it.
Why'd you fight? You knew this. You knew this. But yet, they kind of said the same thing at Virginia Tech.
Mm-hmm.
You knew this.
What did you
Gundy
expect?
Was hollering this.
Right. That's the whole reason that they got 69 put on him.
Because
Gundy was honest about his lack of resources.
Yes.
And for some reason, Dan Lanning took that personally.
It beat the crap out of him.
Awesome. It's a total Michael Jordan, and I took that personally.
And I took that personally.
Well, he just said what was true, but whatever. It's fine. It's fine. I don't know what you expect if you then admit that you didn't put the amount of resources into it. You thought he was just going to pull rabbits out of a hat all year?
That's what you thought, right? That's what you thought. Oh, okay. Like, or be a better coach. The best coaches in America have that.
They do.
They have all the resources.
They do.
to go and get good players.
Yeah, they absolutely do. Yes. Which is part of why I think kind of as we, you know, we're just in it. So we're getting used to it and learning about this new landscape in college football. I think we have to kind of change our perception of like what job is what and who would leave for what and all that stuff. Because I know we were talking about Lane Kiffin in Florida earlier in the week.
Right.
Why leave? Ole Miss is pouring money into that program. Yes, they
are. There's no reason to.
Pouring money
into that program. Unless you just want to revive a program like the Gators.
But why would you? You already revived this one.
Stay there.
And you're the king of the hill over there.
What does Gainesville have over Oxford?
I've never been to Oxford.
I've been there.
Been to Gainesville.
Exactly.
Nice trees.
Those trees are pretty cool.
Good trees. Yeah, those trees are pretty cool. A lot of Spanish moss, like I said. I'm a big fan of it.
Yeah, those trees are pretty cool.
But I mean, I don't know. I mean, what would tell you over the last snapshot of time, and maybe things are so different now than you can't even apply the last 10, 15 years to it. I don't know. But what would tell you over the last decade that Florida is
a better job than that one? No, I think you just go by name.
Right.
You're like,
was.
What?
Sure, was.
They're both in the SEC.
Yeah.
There is no East or West.
They get the same revenue from the conference. Yep. They have demonstrated that their boosters are throwing money at it. They were the first ones to the transfer portal. Like Lane's dominated that better than almost anybody has. Like they've been doing that for years now and people are catching up. So I don't know. He's also happy there.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Which is important.
Yes.
As a human being.
Hell yeah.
You know?
You can take all that money. They about to give him another extension.
Yeah.
Yeah. This offseason come around. Somebody's floating around. Lane's gonna be I don't think he catches Kirby as far as per year, but he'll be right there.
Oh, he's gonna try.
Yeah, he's gonna damn try. Damn sure is.
That's the Stoops thing, man. Like he got that big extension not long ago after I don't know who they beat. And then they lost to Vanderbilt like the next week. Yeah. And they tried to not announce that they extended him. Yeah. They're like, we don't want anybody to know
about
this.
We don't want anybody to know.
But it's a $38 million buyout that's all due within 60 days of termination.
Yeah, man.
They can't do that.
They got the money.
$38 million in 2 months?
I mean.
Just laying around?
Yeah.
Who are they?
They're Kentucky.
Kentucky football. I'm sure they do. I'm sure someone does. But that's a lot of money to come up with just because you don't like a guy.
Exactly.
All right, let's get to the back page with Bo. Now the thing that always happens when I say stuff like that about programs, people that listen just happen to know all the billionaires that are fans of certain teams.
Right.
So now they're going to tell me, which I appreciate because I don't know. That's one of my blind spots in college football is I don't know what billionaires went where.
Which is why it's great that we have listeners because they know everything.
They're experts on everything.
And they will tell us in a heartbeat.
Like I said that about Arkansas a couple years ago. And they're like, no, the Walmarts
and the chicken people.
I was like, oh, I didn't know that.
Walmart, chicken, and Jerry.
Live and learn.
So first pitch for playoff baseball happening in about 19 minutes. Try to hide y'all's excitement. I can see it.
I was telling people to download Prize Picks and get in on the action.
Bet stuff on baseball.
I do. I pull for the Guardians, though. One of my best friends.
There you go.
Loves them. And yeah.
So speaking of them, Guards, Tigers. First pitch is in about 20 minutes. Padres, Cubs, 3 o'clock. That one's on ABC. Red Sox, Yankees tonight, 6 o'clock. And Reds, Dodgers, 9 o'clock p.m. this evening. I'll be sure and let y'all know what happened tomorrow because I'm sure that you won't be watching. Well, there's not a whole lot of sports on tonight anyway, so maybe it's on a TV somewhere.
Nah.
No?
Nah.
There's other stuff.
I'll have it on.
Nah.
There's other stuff.
Yeah, I'll have it
on. It's all good.
I want to see the Reds win. It would be pretty funny if the Dodgers didn't make the playoffs. After people said that, well, they made them, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
It's not really the playoffs.
Well, instead of a play-in game, like the wild card is the best 2 out of 3 now.
And I'm still kind of like how I feel about the NCAA tournament, like those first two games.
Right.
The playoffs will start.
At least they made it a best 2 of 3 instead
of
being
one game. It's like the play-in in the NBA, right? Like those aren't playoffs.
No, this is playoffs. Yeah. Wild card round.
All right.
You know.
Okay.
So speaking of the Dodgers, it's kind of funny that you called this the Bad Bunny hour. And look, all we're trying to do is to get people to lighten up a little bit out there. It's a stupid halftime show of the Super Bowl. It only lasts like 20 minutes.
Yes.
Now, look, they're in Santa Clara. Would I have much rather them have Metallica do the halftime show? Sure, I've been clamoring for that for years. But they're not. So I'm going to move on, and it's Bad Bunny. That's going to be fine.
Is that where they're from, Metallica?
They're San Francisco.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, it would have been pretty cool to have Bad Bunny, you know, down in Miami or something.
It would have been cool to have E-40 on in San Francisco.
That'd also
cool.
True.
Really cool.
Maybe E-40 and Metallica. That would be the collab everybody's been waiting on.
Yeah.
So,
Enter enters.
Bro, it'd be awesome. They could do it.
Can't think of any 40.
What if you just did James Hetfield and he just collabed with a bunch of artists, including E-40? That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Who's James? James who?
He's the lead singer of Metallica.
Oh, okay. I don't know no Metallica.
That's all good.
I know who Metallica is. I would never.
E-40, too short. Get him out there.
Freaking awesome.
Keek the Sneak. Probably doing something.
Be great.
Mac Dre, R.I.P. Mac Dre.
And Bad Bunny will also be fine. So speaking of the Dodgers, Freddie Freeman was on New Heights this week, and he talks about, we've known since Freddie was here that his son Charlie always picks his walk-up music. Well, he has continued to do that since being in Los Angeles.
He loves Bad Bunny.
Nice!
He's grown up in clubhouses and Spanish music's all over the place. That's true. Took him to a Bad Bunny concert in spring training this past year. Cool, so man. I've had Bad Bunny as my walk-up songs for 4 years. The first year in Dodgers, he picked a different one. He picked Baila Conmigo, which means dance with me. And that's kind of the song we've kept. But then he has another one. He picks Bad Bunny every single year.
Does he speak Spanish? Does he understand the songs?
No. If you knew what Bad Bunny was saying, I don't. I wouldn't allow him to listen to the music anymore.
So there you go.
There you go, Charlie.
Freddie walks out to Bad Bunny.
That's awesome. If your kids picked your walk-up music, what would your walk-up music be right now?
Oh man, whoa, that's a great one. I know. Let's see. I don't know. I listen to everything. I sing that song, the walkthrough, all the time by myself. I be feeling like the man when I walk. I sing it all the time, just randomly around the house.
So maybe that could be
it. They probably say that.
Okay, that's a good one. I think mine would be the Bluey theme song.
Or Baby Shark.
We don't do that.
That's
banned from my home.
Well, I think that Olivia would want to try to be funny with it.
Okay, because
our softballers want to pick out our music if we were to ever play a softball game. We always talk about it. You know,
he's kind of off Bluey now, though. He's watching old stuff. Full House.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
So from the Dodgers to a team that did not make the playoffs. Ha ha! Stupid Mets. Yes, we can rival in our glory of them not making the playoffs. Absolutely. How would y'all feel, though? You know, we talked about it yesterday after the Mets were eliminated. Pete Alonso very abruptly or very quickly told him that he wasn't coming back and he's not picking up his player option.
Which he shouldn't.
So now there's speculation. Some people want the Braves to go pick up Pete Alonso. I don't think they would pay for him. Tara and I had this conversation last night. You know, if they were to sign Pete Alonso to come DH for this team, how would y'all feel about it?
Supportive?
I don't care. As long as he can play.
Yeah, she's not a Pete Alonso fan. He's a cringy individual. I think the same way. What?
I guess I don't know much about him. I know he hits bombs.
Well, yeah.
He's just a very cringe. Just watch him play baseball. He's just a very weird. He does weird stuff.
Okay.
When he talks, he says weird things.
Like what?
But I told Tara, I'm like, I don't think you'd feel that way if he came to play for us, and especially after he hit his home run, you'd be in love with him.
That's
right after he crosses home plate.
It's all pretty simple.
It's all pretty.
Right?
He ain't done it.
We try to overcomplicate it.
He ain't done nothing like for me to be like, no, don't go get Pete Alonso.
Yeah. No, sure. He'd be a fine DH.
Yeah.
You can be as weird as you want. I'm in playing good.
Yes.
Okay? Pretty much.
Yeah. He could you know, vindicate himself by taking
off
that crap.
Is there a player that in baseball, like, you were like, no, you can't go get him?
I didn't like that guy from the Tampa Bay Rays.
Well, for me, it's Alec Boehm. But if they got Alec Boehm.
What I'm saying is,
I was going to say the guy.
Legal
stuff. Yeah. Well, yeah.
Like, he can come help you. He's a great. I thought about Boehm.
100%.
Because I thought about the Marshawn Lattimore. Because his time is almost up there watching it.
Yeah. He's not playing very well.
Could he come back to the Falcons? Could he come to the Falcons?
Lattimore?
Yeah.
Sure.
Player that could help the team, like if Cam Jordan wanted to come.
Yeah. Like, I'm always wondering about that.
It would be hilarious, actually.
Yeah.
Especially if Cam
Jordan the Falcons?
He set the record for most games played by a Saint like
Cam's
2 weeks
near
ago.
His last years in the NFL.
Sure, but it would still be funny as hell.
It would be funny as hell he signed with the Bears. Yeah.
So somebody that just recently did also take off his uniform and has been vindicated for his past discretions, 50 Cent. So you remember when Fitty versus the Pirates threw out the first pitch and almost hit a cameraman? Cameraman had a duck. It was been regarded as the worst first pitch ever.
You think he did it on purpose for publicity?
Nope.
No.
I don't think so.
Nope.
Well, Fitty recently put on a Savannah Banana uniform over the weekend and unveiled his new drink with the Savannah Bananas, the Branson Banana Blast, because Fitty's cognac has been unveiled as the official cognac of the Savannah Bananas.
That dude know he kind of make money.
So he...
You know how
did a little ditty before the game started. Then he threw out the first pitch and he nailed it.
I bet he would like that phrasing.
You say he did a little ditty. Did a little ditty.
I know what you mean.
Probably not the right word.
I don't know what you mean.
I don't know that. Like a ditty is like a little tune.
Yeah. I did not know that.
Oh, yeah.
Never heard that before. Yeah.
So he sang a song before the game and he threw out the first pitch.
Never heard that before.
People are probably going to stop using that phrase.
Yeah, that's what you said. He did a little ditty.
So.
I was like, a little ditty.
And he would be the last person because he does not
So the
like
common
that,
denominator
man.
Here, now that 50% can throw out a first pitch accurately, has to have been the Mets uniform. So.
Oh.
We get the last laugh.
It was so bad. I wonder.
It was bad as hell.
It was horrible.
The guy that kept throwing at Ronald? Yeah,
he's washed up.
But he's also
that's
what
probably
I'm saying.
Good.
He's not good anymore.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's all I'm saying. Is he good?
There's been so many examples of players that were hated by fans. Like Johnny Damon became a Yankee.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Not Sam Pittman. What's his name? Petrino's the head coach of Arkansas again.
Yes.
Anybody can go anywhere.
Anybody can go.
Tom Glavine became a Met.
Tom Glavine was a Met. Anybody can go anywhere. All right. We'll come back and get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Brandon Adams will join us to talk some college football, some Georgia football at 1:20. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.